This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yikes. All right. Real quick, because I know it's been football and football and more football. Just one comment. And I want to know if I am a cold-hearted bastard. But Jeremy Otto's update. The 11-year-old who drew the one-of-one Paul Skeens debut card, it had a piece of his jersey in it, and the Pirates want the card. And they made an offer that if you are some Pirates sycophant, maybe you would entertain. The kid is in the California area. But I said it right off the top. I go, I appreciate what the team is offering, but none of this has money tied to it. First of all, who the hell wants to watch Pittsburgh Pirates for 30 years? I don't want to watch them for 30 minutes. But second of all, it's what Jeremy said. The prevailing thought is this card would go for about $500,000. That family, that is, again, I don't know their background, but let's just make an assumption. That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
To me, the team would have been better suited to say, here's the deal. We want the card. Whoever finds it, call us first. All the, like, I always laugh, like, when people catch a famous ball.
Yeah.
Like when Jeter hit his 3,000th hit, and it was a home run, whatever it was. I don't care about your baseball bat. I got bills to pay. I don't care about, oh, you're going to autograph my shoe. You
but
know what I mean?
But they're hoping for that fan. Like,
but does that make me cold-hearted or common sense?
No, but it's like, what was it, the Yankee fans who were trying to yank the glove off the guy? Like, you want that type of, yes, I love my team, and I'll do anything for you, team. Here, take the card.
No.
Let me play a softball game at PNC and be happy. It's like, well, no, that's not how it worked. Now, if the team said you can have all of that, plus we'll give you $750,000, you probably would have had a card right now.
See, Mike, no, you're not off on saying you wouldn't take it because – what is being reported is that that card could be worth up to $1.5
million. Wow, it's tripled now, huh?
And I read an article earlier this week on the value of what they're offering to take the card, you know, all the season tickets.
So there is a dollar equivalent.
Somebody tried to put it together. It's kind of difficult to kind of price out what a softball game would be to rent it out.
Okay.
And sit in the suites with Livy. It's kind of hard to
do
that.
Hold on. First of all, translation. Sit in suite with woman who won't talk to you. Right. Like, what value is that high? I'd like to be ignored by Livy Dunn for 3 hours.
Exactly.
I mean, he's an 11-year-old kid.
You know, at that point, she won't. She'll be like, oh, so what do you want to be
for
when
five
you
grow seconds
up?
And then you're done?
Oh, that's nice.
And she's like, hey, I got to take a phone call. It's the bottom of the first.
I got a niece about your age. Maybe you guys can hook up.
I apologize, but when David brought that up, I went back to thinking, the kid's 11.
Exactly. Yeah. So the article tried to value it, and they valued it just under $500,000. So why would I give the card away?
The whole deal is you can't spend what the Pirates were offering.
Mm. It's the Pirates were hoping that it would have been captured in Pittsburgh by somebody who, you know what?
One of their seven fans that are left.
I just love this team, and you're offering me lifetime tickets for, you know, the next 30 years. Or
I'll pass.
10 of 10. I don't know. Take the money. Maybe they'll go on Kane Collects.
And I also have a little bit of breaking news here.
Yes.
Detroit Lions report here from Justin Rogers that Hank Fraley is staying with the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Now, it is not reported on in what capacity. But he's staying.
My guess would be offensive coordinator.
That would be my guess as well.
In order to get him to stay, yeah, I'm thinking
that would be my guess as well.
Unless you're going to just pay him top dollar or give him, you know, or maybe it's you give him top dollar and a new artificial title, but he's still the O-line coach.
I'm guessing it's probably OC. I just don't want to.
Associate head coach / OC, but you get the raise.
Whatever. As long as they stayed in-house with the offense, I was happy. So, okay, great. Move on. So, we talked to start the show, and it was, I don't know if anybody can bring themselves to watch these games this weekend. No, I mean, yes, I will, because this is what I do. But I'm talking about if you're just a fan, and the Lions game, the blood isn't even dry. Are you opting out of championship weekend? I mean, I don't know how you root for anyone to be happy right now after what happened to the Lions. So it's not like you're going to watch Eagles and Commanders and go, golly gee, what a heartwarming story this would be for the upstart Commanders. No shot. The Eagles? No one likes them. The Bills? Why would you want the AFC equivalent of you to be happy? No, F them. Enjoy the snow and no sun until April. And the Chiefs? Forget it. They're the Death Star.
See, I figured the Bills would be the one team because you're kind of in the same boat.
But can you be happy for anyone in your current state of misery as a Lions fan? And that's the conversation we wanted to have. Because, look, I have no problem if people spite watch. I have no problem if you don't watch. I totally understand, like last year, no reason to watch the Super Bowl. You were 30 minutes from being there. I totally understand if you couldn't bring yourself to watch the team who beat you face the Death Star. But I would love to know, because the way people have called in and sounded this week, respectfully, you don't sound like a group of people who's ready to watch football. Opt out, do something with your family, or stare at a wall. Probably healthier. But we wanted to know. 248-539-9797. And as a sidecar, if people want, am I just a cold-hearted bastard when it comes to what the Pirates offered? Because oh my God, I caught Satchel Paige's, you know, final pitch. Okay, show me the money. I don't care about wearing his hat. Like, give me the money. Right. Well, the player doesn't owe you any. Then they don't get their ball. Or am I just bad?
No, you're not. You're looking at it more pragmatic. You're looking at it fiscally responsible. I want to collect on this because there's a small window here, and guess what? I just got a winning lottery ticket. I caught the ball. I have this.
And if the Pirates wanted it that bad, I tell you what I do. I'd cut him a deal. I don't need the full 1.5 that it might go for, but I'm not taking your 500. Meet me in the middle. Give my 11-year-old kid $1 million. I know I can pay for his college and take care of the mortgage.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Yeah. Or you could sit in a suite with a person who doesn't give a damn whether you live or die. 248. I laughed when they included that.
What about next year? They break up. Now
what? I mean,
he can't be a part of this anymore.
Right? Made me laugh. Like, what value does that hold? The answer is zero.
The only
value is if you're Paul Skeens.
No, but Mike, it goes back to a little bit of our topic from earlier today, Audis Rewind, because they play on your heartstrings. And this, they want you to be that super fan. So, you know, you want to do good things by us. Like, we're not going to always put a competitive team out there, but you still love us, right?
The Pirates refuse to spend money. have alienated anyone who's a Pirates fan and they still think they can play on your heartstrings? You could have Petey the Parrot show up at my house. I wouldn't care. I don't know if his name's Petey. I just know he's a parrot.
I got you.
It's just, I laugh.
But you're
I'm
right
sorry.
Now. If all of a sudden, you know, it was Skeens was a Dodger or a Yankee may, or a Met, maybe somebody takes that deal. But
never. I will say that I'm not knocking it.
Once they got the car graded, they were never giving it to.
No, and I'm not knocking it. People have a passion. Evan has a passion for collectibles and cards. I can't believe the way it's exploded. It's stunning to me.
It goes in circles because there's times where all of a sudden it blows up and then it just kind of falls off and then it blows up again. So, yeah.
It's wild. It really is. I'm it's stunning. But, hey, whatever, man. If it's your thing or if it's your hustle, I don't hate it. Go for it.
It's nice. I don't have a card that's worth $1 million.
I don't have enough knowledge to even understand what you're looking for anymore. Evan tried to explain it to me, and it was like a dog looking at a television.
The more priceless cards are now like your rookie card. But back in the day, when I was collecting cards, it was only two companies. It was Topps and it was Fleer.
What about Upper Deck?
And then they came along, but it was Topps. It was Fleer. So, you know, that Barry Sanders rookie card I got is this the only one. But now everybody and their mother makes a rookie card. So now you got to get one with an actual piece of the jersey sewn in. And then it's got to be that certain thread in there in order to make it so valuable. Just like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
You ever wonder how they got the gum FDA approved?
I don't think it was.
You know, like the stale gum that would come in the baseball card packs and it had been there since 78. You know, it was at the bottom of the shelf at the bodega. You would go to crunch into it and literally it would disintegrate into 800 pieces of grenade shrapnel. And you're like, how did this gum get approved by the Federal Drug Administration that we are serving this to children?
Because I think they're not saying it's food. They're just saying, buy a baseball card and we'll put some gum in there. What kind of gum? Don't worry about it. It's just gum.
It's gum-like.
Right.
David, you remember. You're old enough.
I do. And when you start talking about it, I'd remember. I don't.
You'd go to bite into it. It will.
I don't even want to remember
it. It was like a gender reveal party where it's confetti everywhere, except it's the gum you attempted to bite.
I don't think it's going to be a Senate committee on gum. I mean, these are the same people that brought you Fruit Stripes. So, you know, we're kind of loose on gum.
What a lie Fruit Stripes was.
I'm saying
it was like 4 seconds of flavor and then it turned to concrete.
And it was the best flavor gum you've ever tasted. That's what was so frustrating about it.
It was gum euphoria and then dead.
Because I'm thinking the bubblegum industry was a con because also you had Big League Chew, which basically told little kids, practice chewing tobacco.
I love Big League Chew. The grape was amazing.
Right, but it came in a tobacco pouch.
I never was allowed to do it because
But that's why we wanted it on the Little League field.
And that's why I said, terms then for gum was very loose.
Listen, there used to be candy cigarettes.
I was going to say, in my childhood, there was candy cigarettes.
Hey, Kenny was puffing heaters at 6.
My mom would take those away from me every single Halloween. Every single Halloween, they'd be, nope, not those.
But now, Big League Chew, you're out there playing Little League, and it's who could get the most gum in their jaw to look like you got tobacco.
You know, Kenny's neighborhood, they actually handed out cigs.
Really?
Yeah. Kenny got some menthols one year. It was a real Halloween.
Lucy's
got the
Halloween.
Wrong person back here to say that. That was my neighborhood.
They gave out Lucy's.
Not his. Oh.
David reaches in candy, Parliament.
Well, David, weren't you blowing up like bottles back in your neighborhood back in the day?
I was.
Yeah, very, very pastor-like.
Hey, I wasn't then.
Blowing up bottles?
Yeah, with dry ice. You put them in the bottle.
Okay.
And it just
okay, and I thought expanded. Playing with firecrackers was dangerous.
We're moving
That's
on.
That's actually safer.
And no, whether you've opted out of football.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, to the people. And whether you are emotionally capable of watching these games this weekend. Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, good. You, Mike?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
So, I'm going to watch because I think a lot of us out there, and I don't know that I speak for everybody, want to see the Bills absolutely crush Kansas City and exercise their demons. I think that that would be a great storyline. I like Josh Allen. There's a lot of players on defense I like Oliver. You know what I mean? Like there's a thing to like with the Bills, and I like that they'll eventually get over that hump and beat Kansas City and crush that frog.
So seeing them do what you couldn't do won't bother you?
I've called in before and I've said this. I'm like a 60% Steelers fan and 40% Lions. So I don't think you can take my opinion to heart.
Okay.
I think that a lot of fans want to see Buffalo beat Kansas City just because of what's happened with the 12 seconds and
yes.
them getting beat. And that's horrific.
Well,
like,
I'll say this, and I'm not trying to be sappy, Chris, but Josh Allen seems to be really likable. Like, I can't, I may dislike how people kiss his ass or how he does some stupid stuff, but he's played really well this year. He seems like a really likable guy. You're right. But my thing is, it wouldn't matter.
He's broken you down.
No, I just, honestly, Satan could be taking on Mahomes this week, and I'd probably root for Satan.
So you're going for the Cowboy.
Yeah. Wow. But I don't want Buffalo to be happy. I want them to be just as miserable as us. Wow. I know, it's terrible. I can't, is it wrong? It's ABM, anyone but Mahomes.
No,
I can't take anymore.
It's not, Mike. And you know what, real quick, if I may, give me 10 seconds, please. Here is something that screams you.
Mm.
Apparently at the end of the game, Jaden Daniels and Terrion Arnold swap jerseys.
I don't like that automatically.
Okay.
Not after a playoff loss and a heartbreaking loss. I don't care about your jersey. You can mail it to me. But
well, then you see, I think that you would appreciate this
okay.
little message that Jaden Daniels wrote on his jersey that he gave Cancun on three.
What, gotcha on that fourth down?
No, Cancun on three, 1, 2, 3.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He wrote that on the jersey he gave him?
Yeah. All right. Before I react, I would have to know, do they have a relationship? Obviously.
Yeah, I think they do.
Okay.
They
one played
jerseys.
At LSU. Yeah. The other played at Bama.
Right. So they swapped jerseys. So, yeah, you don't just.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. See, I'd burn the jersey. I would not be able to. Well, what's he going to do? You're going to frame that and put it in your house?
Well, he wrote it on the Terrion Arnold's jersey. So, yeah.
Oh, dear God. You know what?
That just screams you.
I don't even like it when players smile at the end of games and they lose. I hate it. I understand. I know that's a terrible opinion. I was upset. There were Ravens smiling. What are you smiling about?
Andrews wasn't.
No.
He went radio silent for a week.
Well, when people threaten his loved one and they have to delete, you know, fans are animals.
Yeah.
You know, you wanna say mean things about the player, that's fine. Why are you going after his significant other? Who had nothing to do with it. Now, again.
Now, see, I gave the Buffalo fans some credit when they donated to his charity. Like, okay, sucks he lost, but okay, you did that. You're actually helping people
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they always show up large with charity stuff.
But, yeah, when you go after them.
And again, that was Ravens fans doing it. Who are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
It was Ravens fans and angry gamblers. It's disgusting. Go to Eric, 97.1. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. Hey, what's up?
Not much. I'm like yourself. I'm just a football fan, so I have no choice but to watch those games on Sunday. Going into the Washington and Philly, I really don't care. They're Philly's a boring team to me. So part of me sickly wants Washington to win. And it, as for the Kansas City and Buffalo game, I'm in a tight spot because for the last 3 to 4 years, I've always gone against Mahomes ever since they tried to compare him to Brady. But now I'm in that situation where I almost have to root for Josh Allen, even though I haven't gotten over the 2 to 3 years ago when they went into that double overtime and he started whining about the NFL rules. And then when I look at the Weasley coach, I get more annoyed, but I'm in that predicament that I almost have to root for Buffalo. And it saddens me because I'm a Lions fan.
Yeah, and it's look, if they get to go back to a Super Bowl and do something you've never done and they get to slay their dragon, I find that I would not be able to be happy for them. I mean, hell, I'm angry on your behalf. I can't imagine if I were just a complete born and bred diehard Lions fan. There's no scenario I want anyone happy this weekend. If I could have Bane rise up from the 50 and start launching people into the sun, I would probably root for it. I hate everybody.
I think that's why you just opt out, and it would be okay. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be, oh, you're so.
I swear to God.
Because when you expect, when you lose to a team that you feel like, you know what, we just lost to a better team that day, you can handle that. But no way in the world did anybody think that the Commanders were going to come in here and not only beat you, but they were to be the ones who having the double-digit disco.
I swear to God, if the officials hand this to Mahomes and Bundle Ruski, I it can't happen.
See, it almost has to happen.
No.
Right? Because, no, it kind of like the Patriots, you need to be embarrassed in the Super Bowl so that the football gods say, no, there will be no 3 in a row for you. Because think about it. When you guys beat them, no offense, but it was known as, hey, this is a team that you guys kind of barely made the playoffs, and you beat the Patriots. So I could see the same where it's a Commanders team that nobody thought, and
how many lunches are we putting on this? You're really into this Commanders thing. I'm not.
I am.
What do you want to do? Unlike Rieger, I'll pay my debts.
Let's wait till they get there.
No, I'm saying in this game, because they're going to get murdered by Philly. So what do you want to do? Like, what can I do for you? You want soup? What do you want? What can I do for you? I got to have a little something on this here with you.
I'll text you something.
I know, because you're into this. You really, I give you credit. You're sticking with your guys. Yeah. I know Saquon wants to end John Mara's life. So it's going to be Saquon running for 384 yards. End change. David, I can't even, it doesn't even matter. Every time you watch, there goes Saquon again. 50 yards, 70 yards, 40 yards. I can't take a text, please. I hate all four of these teams.
Yes, maybe I'll get a Jaden Daniels skull cap.
If that's what you want.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. I mean, I'm not against it. All right. David, go ahead.
I opted out of the playoffs, didn't even watch the Ravens or Eagles games over the weekend.
Wow.
Am I watching? Yes, I'm watching. I'm still trying to get rich off of my ridiculous 20-leg parlay for more than 2 weeks now. Leo in Waterford.
I don't even want to know.
No way.
After we went on the adventure with our one caller, I believe Mark from Rochester, I don't even want to know.
The only answer here is rooting for the Chiefs. If I can't be happy, I want the whole NFL to be pissed too.
You know, that part I agree with, because as Rico put it, maybe it's just their Thanos. They're inevitable. You just accept they're Jordan, they're Brady, they're the Lakers. You just, you know what? Bundle Ruski.
But you're right. Yeah, it would tick off the rest of the league. And they would be angry. Good call.
Can't have it with any of these other three teams.
Someone says, no, I'm not watching. In fact, I canceled my Hulu subscription subscription after the Lions game.
All right, Hulu had live sports.
Goodbye. Not anymore for him.
Jesus.
Been a Lions fan my whole life. Watching the playoffs without them is normal, bro. I'm good.
You're so used to it. Okay.
Wow.
I give you credit. I mean, I'll be watching, but man.
Another level of broken is what that is.
It is. It is. But I'll watch, but I'm not doing it willingly.
See, no, I think that was the person who knew the whole time. Oh, no. You guys are about to fall for the rake. No, not going to step on it. They'll let you down. That's who that person was.
Somebody says, baseball card gum, loved it. The gum cocaine dust all over the one card. It was touching.
Nothing better than a Steve Balboni retro covered in angel dust, a.k.a. meth gum or whatever they put in the bag. Baseball card gum from the late 80s, early 90s. I don't know how that stuff was legal.
I'm just thinking like a lot of the candy and stuff. Like, man, that's just the cigarette candy.
Remember Now and Laters? Oh, those there. Things would pull your tooth out.
Oh, still
they made them softer, though.
Oh.
They're not as hard anymore.
Oh. I quit. You know what? We're off the rails. This is what happens when you lose the one seed in the divisional round. Right here. Rico, take him to church.
I thought you were going to say it, Mike.
Be curious?
Yes. So we had a lot of fun today. And we also talked to you Lions fans wondering, what do you do this weekend? Are you watching the games or are you just footballed out? Did the Lions break your heart? That loss is just so devastating. You probably need to take a little TO. I mean, we've had, David, we had a couple callers. I mean, we had the one caller who was just like, yeah, he's done. He doesn't think the Lions are ever going to win again. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to talk Lions anymore. It's like, what is...
I was just like, okay, I get it, man. You know, you're heartbroken. You're never going to love again. You will love again. Okay, give it a little bit of time. But for a lot of Lions fans, it was, can you watch any of the games this weekend? And I don't blame them if they don't. I'm not going to sit here and say you're not a real fan. And it hurts because you lost to a team that most Lions fans deem to be inferior to you. They were the Commanders. And nobody, if I told anybody as you were celebrating beating the Vikings, hey, you're going to lose in 2 weeks to the Commanders. When Campbell was like, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Well, he was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
There in Cancun.
See you on the beach.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see what Jaden Daniels put on the jersey?
Cancun on three.
Yeah, Terry and Arnold.
Yeah.
Cancun on three. 1, 2, 3. Here's the other thing, Rico. I was listening to the program today, and well, I know.
Thanks
a lot,
for listening.
I listen all the time. You know that. I know a lot of people claim they're not going to watch the NFC and AFC championship games.
But candy asses.
If there's one group of people that are used to torment, heartbreak, and torture, it's Lions fans. Lions are never in the NFC title game with the exception of twice in the last 35 years. So what's different? Stop with this nonsense. Stop sounding so soft. Watch the games.
Well, it's funny because we did have a texter was like, you know what? I'm used to this. They've never won.
Exactly.
So
it's who they are.
No. Yeah, but you've never had to watch it when you fully expected to be playing in it.
No, I mean,
that's different. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So, speaking of Rico called it, I give the man his props. He was one of the few people at this radio station. You were too, Wojo.
What?
That said, like, don't be overconfident. You guys are morons.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be a close football game. Anyway, like, I tuned into Philly radio this week because I was curious, like, what the vibe and emotion was. And every host on two Philly stations were saying the exact same thing. They can't stop Saquon. They can't stop our running game. They can't stop our offense. We're going to kick their ass. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's... That sounds
familiar. This is one of those things that either the Commanders find their level and go back to what we thought they were, a good team with a great quarterback. I do think Philly's going to smush them.
I don't know, man. The Commanders
See, here's why I don't think so. If they had a quarterback, if Jalen Hurts was fully healthy,
which I don't think he is,
I think Philly rolls them. I think he's injured, and they're really downplaying it so much so if they lose – then you're going to hear, oh, well, you know, he had a broken ankle and he never should have been out there anyway. So
I'm fine with, though, as long as he can move around and run occasionally.
I don't think he can.
But you want to hand the ball to Saquon anyhow.
There you go.
No.
I mean, as long as you run the ball and eat up time of possession, you win the game.
Right,
the Lions could have done that, but they turned over the ball too much.
They're dangerous because they almost become a read option team where you don't know who's running the ball. If you know he can't run, I'm going to bring pressure. Like when he got that safety in the game, I know a lot of Lions fans didn't even watch the game, but when he got that safety, I'm like, that's not the same guy. He's hurt. He didn't even attempt to out of the way. Well, he just ate the ball and got tackled.
I was listening to the Commanders play-by-play guy.
Oh, what is wrong with
you? This is what I do during the day. I listen to radio, including us, of course. And he said he met with Dan Quinn 3 days before the Lions game, and Dan Quinn told him, he's like, I got a plan to make them uncomfortable. Talking about the Lions offense. And Sure as bleep, here we are.
Now, the only thing that I think could help the Eagles is this is their third time. They've already upset the Eagles.
Yes, they did.
So, for the Lions, it was their first taste of Jaden Daniels. The Eagles have already seen him. They know what he's like.
What is the spread in that?
Six and a half.
I would lay the points. Yeah. I would lay the points. I would.
It
was an anomaly. Like, they... Washington won the turnover battle 5-0, and the Lions were still kind of hanging around, which is inexplicable.
They haven't turned until over the last ball one. So you got the Commanders?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just taking them flat out money line.
For Lions fans, who would be the most offensive Super Bowl champion out of these four? Because I have a different opinion.
The most offensive?
You're furious. Gag me. Because a lot of people are down on the Chiefs now, as am I, because Patrick Mahomes
I think it would be the Eagles, because the Lions fans have told you for the last 2 years that the Eagles are done, they're trash, their run is over, their reign is done, look at their coach, Nick Sirianni, he's yelling at the fans.
Had to fire their coordinators.
They lost all their coordinators. You know, how dare you say that they're on the same level as us?
I disagree.
Wojo's got a good one. Listen to Wojo.
I think it's by far, if Washington were to win, like all this scrapping and clawing you've done to get your franchise back, and here comes dopey Washington with terrible leadership, bringing a new coach, luck into the number two quarterback pick in the league,
middle-aged guy wears his hat backwards,
and win it all. I think that would be really offensive to Lions fans. Washington skipped like 12 steps. Mm-hmm. We took all these steps to get there.
I don't think it'd be offensive. I think that's the one that would hurt them the most.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Fair, yeah.
Oh, are you kidding?
That'd be horrible.
And by the way, by turning over the ball 5 times, you made that possible. That's the crazy thing. The Lions win the game if you don't turn over the ball.
Right, because they won it all, and they really don't have any pieces. They got Scary Terry, they got a quarterback, and that's it.
Right, they got a defense that hits hard. They can't stop the run.
They sold off their defensive line last year. Yeah. The two players.
Their second leading receiver was on the Lions practice squad last year, Zach Ertz.
So
I still find that incomprehensible.
Yeah, you know, I have a different term for that, but I'll just keep that to myself.
Okay. You guys on for
We got 2 hours.
I have a standing thing. If he utters those three letters in sequence, or even out of sequence, I'm out.
L-O-S.
And I am going to add a Wojo O-L-S. Chair drop to Valenti's chair drop if he utters those letters.
Rieger? Mm-hmm.
In Wojo, any form.
And possibly S-O-L up next. 97.
Wojo might be exiting. Sweet.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.